From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The pastor of a small Florida church says he is not backing down from plans to hold a Koran burning this Saturday, the anniversary of 9/11. That is despite comments today by the U.S. commander in Afghanistan, David Petraeus, that the move would endanger American troops and hurt the war effort. Yesterday in Kabul, several hundred Afghans rallied to protest the church's plans. Also, over the weekend, thousands of Muslims demonstrated in Jakarta and other Indonesian cities. NPR's Greg Allen has the story from Miami.
Terry Jones has told interviewers he never expected the storm of media coverage and international protests that followed his announcement. That could be true. He said and done provocative things before as pastor of Dove World Outreach Church that have drawn much less attention. Last year, for example, when he posted big signs on church property saying Islam is of the devil. Religious leaders in town asked him to remove them. City officials did the same, saying they violated municipal code. He refused. Today, despite General Petraeus' concerns, Jones said he's not changing his plans to burn Korans this weekend at the church in Gainesville. Here's some of what he said in a sermon Sunday taken from the church website.
Okay, well, we're going to burn the Koran. Now, we do that because we actually believe certain things. We believe it's a bad book, evil book. It's against the Bible, it's against God.
Dove World Outreach Church is on the outskirts of Gainesville, a college town that's home to the University of Florida. But although it has a small congregation, just some 50 members, in Gainesville it's become well known.
They do have a history of making some very provocative statements for the purpose of attracting media attention.
Gainesville's new mayor, Craig Lowe, is no stranger to the church's confrontational style. Earlier this year, during the mayoral campaign, the church posted signs that read, "No Homo Mayor," a reference to Lowe, who's gay. In this case, the city denied the church's request for a burn permit, necessary for an outside bonfire. On Saturday, Lowe says, police and fire personnel will be on hand to take whatever action is necessary. But with General Petraeus' new warning, Lowe says, Jones may still back down.
It is an irresponsible action to threaten to do, and I just hope that something will sink in.
Jones has told interviewers he's received numerous death threats. Even so, he says, he'll hold the Koran burning on the church lawn Saturday evening. City officials are taking steps to handle what's expected to be an invasion of outside groups and individuals. The police say they'll set up checkpoints in the neighborhood on Saturday to try to protect the security of residents. One reason Terry Jones's plan to burn Korans is having such an impact is that it fits into a larger national context. At a time when plans to build or expand mosques in California, Tennessee, and New York City have become swirled in controversy. Ramsey Killich of the Council on American-Islamic Relations in Tampa says for the American Muslims he speaks for, Jones's action by itself has little significance.
You know, it's not necessarily the burning of the Quran that harms us as a community, but more of the intention that he has. He's just trying to, I think, upset and provoke Muslims further than what he's already said.
Last week, a group of 20 Muslim, Christian, and Jewish religious leaders joined together in Gainesville and asked Jones and his church to call off the Quran burning. Killich says that's actually been a positive development. Opposition to the Quran burning, he says, has promoted interfaith understanding in Gainesville. Greg Allen, NPR News.